Page 98. Exercise 7.
Is it all in the genes? Michael Jordan is the most famous US basketball player of all time. Usain Bolt from Jamaica is an extremely fast runner. He broke his own world record in the 100-meter sprint in 2009. Swimmer Michael Phelps from the US won 8 gold medals in the 2008 Olympics. What makes these men top athletes? Is it talent or is it hard work and training? Do they want to win more than others? Or were they born with special genes? We know genes influence things like our height, weight, and hair color. Now, scientists from Australia are trying to find out how our genes influence our athletic ability. Professor Catherine North has studied a gene called ACTN3. This gene controls how much protein your muscles make. The protein helps your muscles move powerfully at high speed. That's why it's called the speed gene. Studies have shown that many top athletes have got a special form of this gene. This helps them run more quickly than other people. Another gene scientists are studying is ACE. ACE controls how well your heart works. When you have a strong heart, you can push your body very hard. This can help you to run or swim farther. Professor Ron Trent has discovered that many professional athletes have also got a special type of this ACE gene. ACTN3 and ACE are only 2 genes out of the hundreds influencing the way our bodies work. But do some of these genes make you a super athlete? Scientists are continuing to study the issue, but we still don't know.
It's all in the fingers. Look at the fingers on your right hand. Maybe the length of your fingers can tell you whether or not you'll be a football star. Many top football players have got very long ring fingers. Their ring fingers are much longer than their index fingers. Scientists have measured the fingers of 304 professional football players and 532 non-players. They have found that long ring fingers are common for professional football players, but not so common for non-players. So, can we use this method to find future football stars? Professor John Manning, a finger expert from the University of Liverpool in England, believes we can.